The newspaper industry is responding to criticism from comedian John Oliver. Speaking on his show, HBO's Last Week Tonight on Sunday, he called out newspaper publishers focused on getting clicks online instead of journalism. He said it's happening because of the demise of print journalism.
Between 2004 and 2014, newspapers gained $2 billion in online ad revenue. Unfortunately, in that same period, they lost $30 billion in print revenue. So that's like finding a lucky penny on the sidewalk on the same day your bank account is drained by a 16-year-old Belgian hacker.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, John Oliver got some criticism from he had criticism for publishers who were laying off journalists and trying to focus more on clickbait. What was the response of the newspaper publishing industry? Because even that has been now controversial.
Oh, yeah, indeed. So John Oliver also took aim at Trunk, and that's the rebranded moniker of Tribune Publishing. That's short for Tribune Online Content. And he said that the name sounds like the noise an elephant makes. So the head of the newspaper industry group responded, "Whatever you think of the name Trunk and that company's announced growth strategy, at least they're trying new things and trying to figure out how to create great new journalism in the digital era. John Oliver doesn't seem to have any better ideas." Now, there are some people I've talked to, other journalists, who felt like the response from the newspaper industry was a little weak, considering that it was a much broader critique of the industry in general and a really brutal one at that.
And there are so many newspapers out there doing so many different things to try to survive in the digital age. Is there a success story out there, some newspaper that's doing really well and not focused on clickbait or puppies?
Well, I mean, I think that there are a number of local newspapers that have won important accolades. For example, the Loeb Awards were just announced, and that's the most prestigious honor for business news reporting in the investigative journalism category. There was one local newspaper. The others were, those were the big national papers, the Seattle Times. It had partnered with the Center for Public Integrity and BuzzFeed News, interestingly enough, for an article titled "The Mobile Home Trap." In the beat reporting category, Jenny Beam at the Houston Chronicle was a nominee for healthcare reporting. So two examples. But I also spoke with Rick Edmonds at the Poynter Institute. That's a think tank on journalism. Asked him what he thought were some standout examples right now. He pointed to the Star Tribune in Minneapolis that has shown a strong commitment to journalism. The Dallas Morning News, and another one. He felt that they're making changes, and they're achieving a point that a lot of other publishers, he says, are trying to do. They're, you know, on the business side of things, they have continued print losses, but they're covering that with this digital active marketing service. And so, you know, good journalism takes money to pay reporters and to put in the time. And so part and parcel to doing good journalism is having a good business strategy.
And of course, John Oliver had pointed out that a lot of people don't want to pay for anything on the internet anymore, including news. And that really feeds into this. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.